Are you completely overwhelmed by work? No time, no energy? For business owners, this is incredibly common, but that doesn't make it a good idea or desirable, nor is it compulsory. And it's certainly not a badge of honor. Being overworked is probably the most common problem for business owners. And the root cause is that they are under-delegated. So what can be done about this? Well, first, let's look at the reasons so many business owners have not delegated enough. Typically, these reasons would fall into 1, can't afford to pay someone to do the job. 2, don't have the right people to delegate to. 3, don't trust anyone else to do the work, because they've tried in the past to delegate a particular task and it didn't work. 4, haven't really thought through what they can or should be delegating. And 5, most insidious of all, don't have the time to train someone up to do the job. Before we dive into thinking about what to do about this, let's stop and reflect on why we would want to do this. Firstly, who wants to be over busy all the time? It's stressful, likely to result in burnout, and probably shortening your life. You probably know all that already. What you might not realize is that when you are super busy, you're lost in the weeds. You're not thinking deeply and broadly about where your business is going. It's a bit like rowing madly, but not looking where you're going. What's the point of rowing in the wrong direction? Just as importantly, what future does your business have with you doing so much work? How are you going to grow your business? How are you eventually going to sell and step away? By the way, if you think you aren't going to eventually sell your business, I've got bad news for you. You're mortal. You are going to exit, even if it means they take you out in a box. So, by this point, you might agree that there's no future in being this busy. Something needs to be done. Step one is changing your overarching mindset. You need to ultimately work yourself out of the business. Every role in your business ultimately needs to be delegated to someone. Maybe not today, but eventually. You should not be doing anything in your business, eventually. And before you think you'll have nothing to do, don't you worry, that will never happen. There's a full-time job to be had just finding the people, putting them in place, and making sure they're doing their job. And when you're not doing that, you're spending time thinking about the future direction of your business, or talking to your top 10 clients, or getting involved in industry or professional associations, etc., etc. Did I mention golf, surfing, boating, sailing, whatever you do as well? Okay, so now you have the mindset. Never forget that you are constantly working yourself out of the business. Step two is to work out what to delegate. To guide this decision making, I have what I call the hierarchy of value. You typically delegate the low-value work first, working your way up to the higher value. So, what does this hierarchy look like? At the bottom of the hierarchy is admin work. This would include your bookkeeping, order taking, packing, purchasing, scheduling, report compiling, and so on. Next up is the junior technical work. This is the first scary step for the small business owner. Make sure you have some way of monitoring quality and you'll be fine. Next is the senior tech work, the management of the tech people, project management, service delivery management. At this level, I would also include commercial management, usually an accountant, if you've got big enough to need one on staff. So all of those at about the same level. Next up is account management, often called the farmers. Looking after the customer relationships and looking for sales opportunities within the current customers. It's often difficult for business owners to hand over these relationships, but it turns out far more successfully than they initially fear. I found it to be transformative, life-changing, when I finally did it. Second from the top is the BDM, the hunter. This is the person who goes looking for new customers, as opposed to the account manager, the farmer, who looks after the existing customers. Finally, at the top of the hierarchy is the leader. That's you. Every business needs one, and it's the last role you delegate, if at all. Okay, so you've got some ideas on which role to delegate next. Now you've got to work out how to afford it. To do this, you'll need a business financial model. I call it a profit model. It's a simple spreadsheet which predicts how much you'll make given the staff you have and the sales you make. You use it to do a what if by adding in the role you've got in mind and work out how much more revenue you'll make as a result, as well as the cost. You'll often be surprised that it turns out to be quite profitable. Remember that even if you create a role which simply does some admin, so a non-revenue generating role, you free up someone else, you perhaps, to earn some more profit, either through doing more work or making more sales. So once you think it through properly, you could well find that you can afford to delegate more. The final step is to recruit the person or find an outsourced solution like an external service provider and put them to work. Now, the biggest mistake everybody makes is to give them a laundry list of stuff that needs to be done and not think about the outcomes they want to achieve. I don't know why we all do this, but it's the single biggest mistake we all make in delegating. Think carefully about the outcomes you want to achieve, then make them responsible for achieving those outcomes. By all means, mandate some standards and do some training so that they have the capabilities to achieve the outcomes. But give them plenty of flexibility around the how they do it, and be a dictator on the what you want to achieve. You know, the worst thing you can do is to fill up all your time and energy working in the business. It is simply going backwards. The only way forward in business is to become good at delegating. The good news is that following these steps is likely to work for you. Got any questions? Want help thinking through your plans? Make contact. I'm happy to chat. I'm Mark Jackson.